This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
Welcome everyone to the National Museum of Australia. My name is Elisa Duff. I'm the head of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander program here at the NMA, and I'll be your MC for today. We're here to celebrate the opening of Menagerie, Contemporary Indigenous Sculpture, which is here in our focus gallery space within the Gallery of First Australians. So before I start, I'd like to welcome you here and also acknowledge the traditional owners of the Canberra region and also pay my respect to Elders past and present. Shortly we'll have Aunty Agnes do an official welcome to country for us. I'd also like to acknowledge Dr. Andrew Lee, who's the member for Fraser, and Andrew's here today representing Minister Crean. Also like to pay my acknowledgements to Brendan Smythe, MLA. Lovely to see you, Brendan. And also our friends from across the car park at IATSIS, Russ Taylor, John Paul Janke, and member of our Indigenous Advisory Committee here at the National Museum of Australia, Greg Lehman. It's lovely to have you all here. Thank you. Today we'll also have a special guest from the Australian Museum, and that's Frank Howarth, who will be speaking later on, the director of the Australian Museum. And also another partner which helped deliver this exhibition is Sandra Brown, who's here representing Object Gallery. So thank you, everyone, for taking the time to come to cold Canberra on a Thursday morning and help us celebrate the opening of this wonderful exhibition. Just a reminder that today's proceedings will be audio recorded for the museum website. So, and also another reminder to please turn your phones off. So now I'd like to welcome Aunty Agnes to come to the stage and do a welcome to country for us.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you on one of Canberra's lovely fresh mornings? I'm Aunty Agnes Shea, and I'm one of the Ngunnawal Elders, and I'm very proud and honoured to be invited here today for this wonderful and special event that's happening. I'd like to start off by acknowledging our distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and all of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island friends and our non-Indigenous friends. And anyone who may have joined us today for the first time, I do extend a very special welcome to you. And those who have been here before, welcome back. And as an elder, I'd like to extend that welcome to all elders, regardless of your cultures. I'd like to thank the director of the National Museum, Andrew Sayers, for inviting me to come and speak today and to welcome his guests to Ngunnawal country. I'd like to note that the National Museum of Australia has a long and consistent relationship with the Ngunnawal people, and it is a pleasure to come today to perform this cultural important part of the opening. Although all your guests are important, I'd particularly like to welcome two people who work on behalf of us all at state and territory levels. Dr. Andrew Lee, MP, Federal Minister for Fraser, and Brendan Smith, MLA. How are you, dear? He's a very good friend of mine, and he knows I can't keep promises. And he's invited me that many times to come and have coffee with him, and I've never, ever kept my promise, so he knows I can. I'm like pie crust, it's easy broken. But anyhow, Brendan, I'll get there one day. Also, Margot O'Neill, who has been a principal Indigenous advisor for the museum for many, many years, and she's a wonderful, wonderful advocate for Aboriginal people here in the ACT, and she's a wonderful friend of mine, and also her mum and her sister. This lovely exhibition is an example of what can be achieved when people work together. In this case, two very different organisations, one large state body and one small commercial gallery. A bit like David and Goliath. worked together and created this exhibition. And this is the last time people can see these lovely, really lovely objects together at the same time. And this is the last venue of the tour. The exhibition contains many objects made from fibre and natural materials that once were the only materials used by Indigenous people. These weaving skills derive from earliest times as Indigenous people made use of whatever was available in their own regions. Rushes from the wetlands, bark from the forest areas, kelp from southern oceans, and short grasses, feathers, and fur from desert areas. The show includes modern materials. Now, new processes allow artists to use materials and porcelain and a variety of introduced materials. But they are used in just the same way as other generations used what they had available many years ago. So thank you all again. I do hope you enjoy the exhibition. And I'd just like to finish now in the words of the Ngunnawal people, Nagana Yarrabai Yangu, which means you're welcome to leave your footprints on our land, or in other words, welcome to Ngunnawal country. Thank you.
Thank you, Aunty Agnes. I'd now like to invite the Director of the National Museum of Australia, Andrew Sayers, to say a few words.
Thank you, Alisa. And thank you, Aunty Agnes. I acknowledge you and the traditional owners of the country. Thank you very much for your welcome to country. To Frank, my colleague from the Australian Museum, welcome to the National Museum. From Object, I have an apology from Steve Pazell, the director of Object, who unfortunately was unable to attend today's opening. I'd like also to extend particular welcome to Andrew Lee, MP, Federal Member for Fraser, and representing today Minister Crean, and to take this opportunity to acknowledge the great support we have here at the National Museum from the federal government, and the great support for the touring of our cultural treasures around the country, which is provided by the federal government and which is such an important part of what we do here at the National Museum and what we do in the museum world. And I'd also like to welcome Brendan Smith. Brendan. And acknowledge Brendan's great support of the National Museum over many years, and our colleagues from IATSIS. Welcome to the National Museum. Menagerie is a great example, I think, of partnership. As Aunty Agnes has mentioned, it is a partnership between an old established museum at a state level and a small but very vibrant contemporary design gallery in Object. And I think some of the frisson, the vibrancy of that partnership is demonstrated in the liveliness of this particular exhibition. We really do appreciate all of the partnerships that we have here at the National Museum at very many levels across Australia. And we've recently partnered with the Australian Museum in the showing of the Canning Stockroot exhibition in Sydney, which was a hugely successful exhibition here at the National Museum, and looked just fabulous in the newly renovated temporary exhibition spaces at the Australian Museum, and was very well received there. So it's great to have this partnership. I'm often asked by journalists, what is the nature of the partnership between the National Museum and the state museums and regional museums? And it works at so many levels. And I think the future of museums is certainly for us to be working in partnerships to display our collections and to proceed with projects that use the expertise and the depth of our collections, and to share that knowledge amongst ourselves and with the wider Australian community. This is an interesting exhibition in the sense that it focuses on sculpture. We're accustomed to seeing lots of exhibitions of Indigenous art in Australia, which focuses on the two-dimensional, but this is quite unique in the sense that it's purely a sculptural exhibition, and it inhabits the space just beautifully. I think one of the unique things about this exhibition is it's about animals. And recently I was talking to Neil McGregor, the director of the British Museum. They have an exhibition at the moment at the British Museum about the horse, and it's called The Horse from Arabia to Royal Ascot. I thought that was a great idea for an exhibition. And Neil said to me, yes, you know, there are two subjects which cross over every audience in the British Museum. One of them is horses and, by extension, animals, and the other is gardens and, by extension, the natural world. And I thought, absolutely right. It's one of the things that makes us, I think, deeply human, and that is our shared love of the animal world. And I think that's really demonstrated in this exhibition. In Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities, animals have a very specific and complex role to play. Animals not only nourish the physical and spiritual aspect of Indigenous lives, but, of course, they also have totemic importance. So there's an importance beyond our simple relationship that we have on a day-to-day basis with animals. So I think I love Menagerie. It's a great show. It jumps around beautifully. It's got a wonderful liveliness. I think it's going to appeal to all generations and people of all backgrounds, and it's just great to have it here in the National Museum. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. I'll now invite Frank Howarth, Director of the Australian Museum, to say a few words.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everybody. First, can I also acknowledge the traditional owners, and particularly Auntie Agnes. I've heard a number of Auntie Agnes's welcomes to country when I've come down here from Sydney, and I do feel genuinely privileged to be in this place. So thank you, Auntie Agnes. The only thing I draw a slight exception to was the analogy used between us and object of David and Goliath. Now, Goliath came to a bit of a sticky ending at the end of that story. There's got to be another analogy for the partnership of the bigger and older with the young and the agile, where neither of them comes to a sticky ending. So I'll work on that. But thank you so much, Auntie Agnes. I'd like to acknowledge my friend and colleague, Andrew Sayers, Dr. Andrew Lee, I think we just call everybody Andrew from now on, Brendan Smith, MLA, Sandra Brown from Object, representing Steve Purzel. It is an enormous pleasure to be here and see this exhibition in its Canberra incarnation. Not long after I joined the Australian Museum, about 8 years ago, I went to Darwin for a meeting that coincided with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Award. It was amazing. Expose is the wrong word. Demonstration of the diversity and richness of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander creative output, if I can put it that way. What's also interesting if you go to Darwin at that time is what I can probably best describe as a feeding frenzy of buyers after Indigenous art, of one sort or another. And I think when I went there at that time, Janet Holmes' Accord had one of the private galleries bought just as a job lot, every work in two levels of that private gallery. But the other thing that was interesting resonates a little bit with what Andrew was saying a moment ago about the nature of Indigenous art, and that's about stereotypes. And what was interesting in Darwin that really hit me at the time was everything that looked like an international conception or preconception, if you like, of Indigenous art had sold. So it was a dot painting, it had a rainbow serpent, it was out the door. What hadn't sold was anything that looked a bit different, and there were some amazingly different works there. There was quite an amount of sculpture. To me, the single most powerful work that I saw on that whole trip, and still resonates strongly with me, was a work that dealt with petrol sniffing. It was the back quarter of a car with a cloth coming out of the petrol fuel filler cap. An incredibly powerful work, but of course that didn't sell because it didn't look like a stereotype of Aboriginal art. And I think one of the great things about Menagerie, as Andrew alluded to, is it starts to break down stereotypes. And I think one of the challenges that we all have in Australia, and we particularly have in cultural institutions like the Australian Museum and the National Museum, is to work on letting the world know about the richness and diversity in form and content of Indigenous art. Now, leaping ahead slightly, once this exhibition gets back to us in Sydney, we're hoping that it will tour internationally as part of that attempt to educate, in a sense, international audiences about the breadth and depth of Indigenous art. One of the countries that's most interested in seeing the exhibition is Japan, and it follows the amazing success of a number of, if I can put it this way, flat art exhibitions, Indigenous art exhibitions, the Emmeline and Worry exhibition and others that have been to Japan. But our agents in Japan, who are fairly pragmatic about this, said the exhibition will work a lot better if you can send some flat art with it. Getting to something else Andrew said, it will frighten the horses if we don't soften the blow a little bit, if we don't meet halfway with that international conception of what Aboriginal art is about. So we're seriously thinking about how to do that, at the same time being very honest to the diversity that is Menagerie. I think that there's another interestingly more significant problem that big institutions like us and the National Museum have. When we talk about Indigenous culture, whether it's more permanent exhibitions or temporary exhibitions like Menagerie, is how we adequately represent an Indigenous voice in those exhibitions. I think I've been to a number of places that do the voice of the First Peoples very well. The National Museum of the American Indian in Washington is one such, and there's a sign outside the front of the museum that says something to the effect of welcome to our place. You're in the Native American place. And once you go into the National Museum of the American Indian, every voice you hear is a Native American voice. And that's very powerful. And I think that's a challenge for us to tell an Indigenous story in a place like this through an Indigenous voice so that we move ahead from what has been the history of telling Indigenous stories in Australia, of you go into a museum, brackets, dominantly white, close brackets, and hear us dominantly white people telling their stories. What we should be aiming at is you go into a place like this and you hear an Indigenous voice telling our stories. And that's something I think with Menagerie and Yawarrikuju, the Canning Stock Route, are both signs of starting to move further on that journey. One of the amazing things about Menagerie is, and one of the reasons we thought the collection was so important, is the 55 hours of video of artists talking about their work, the meaning of that work that accompanies the exhibition, and you'll see some of it on the monitor around there. But that's an incredible archive. It's a snapshot in time in an Indigenous voice of that artistic inspiration in 2005, 2006 is when it was put together. And that makes it particularly significant. The other significance, of course, is the partnership between the Australian Museum and Object. The Australian Museum, are both a richness and a baggage of history. We're large, we have a degree of inertia. Object is a much more agile and in many ways more innovative organisation because of its very nature. We started to work with Object when I arrived at the museum, I think, and it was partly, I think, because Steve Purzell and I are both friends, and the museum hadn't at that point, I think, occurred to them to work with an organisation that was into contemporary craft and design. At that point, about 7 years ago, Object did a really wonderful exhibition called Woven Forms, and resonated with me at the Australian Museum as I was getting to know the incredible collections the Australian Museum has, was that it was full of Indigenous woven forms. We then created a small parallel exhibition from our own collection of woven forms from the museum's collection. That led on to discussions of other partnerships, and that led on to the partnership between us and Object. An incredible thanks to two people who made the exhibition happen. Nicole Forshaw, who was the Object's Indigenous curator at the time, and Brian Parks, who was deputy director of Object at the time, now director of the Jam Factory in Adelaide. And they brought an incredible inspiration in how Object put together. And that combined with the Australian Museum's exhibition production expertise, if I can put it that way, ability to manage touring exhibitions with objects, a few other things, led to Menagerie, as you see it now. And Menagerie is nothing if not diverse, as Andrew said and as Auntie Agnes said. It represents an incredible array of materials, of artistic expression, of stories, if you look at the stories. And subjects, the range of materials from this beautiful barbed wire emu over here to, I was warned before I came, don't talk about favourites, but if you see a small Tasmanian devil around there that looks like it's made of leather, it's actually made of kelp. It's the most beautiful little object, but I didn't say that. Even more so, more importantly to many of us, I think that exhibition represents a connection between people, place and country, and it challenges what I'd say is a non-Indigenous view that separates nature and culture. And in fact, in a way, at the Australian Museum, we're guilty of that. And we're not guilty. We describe ourselves as a museum of nature and culture. And I think Object blurs those boundaries in the best possible way. I also do want to acknowledge the importance of the Yawarrikuju, the Canning Stock Route. As Andrew said, that is another exhibition along with Menagerie that challenges stereotypes. And with those, I don't think we've ever got as positive a reception from individual visitors as we've got when we had Yawarrikuju at the Australian Museum. It tells a similar story, and even, I guess, in many ways represents what I hope will grow as a working partnership between the Australian Museum and the National Museum of Australia, both confusingly similarly named. But as I keep telling Andrew, one has been around for a lot longer than the other. But it's a very positive partnership between the two organisations. I think, just in closing, that I hope Menagerie and Yawarrikuju are leading to an ongoing change in institutions like ours, where increasingly it will be an Indigenous voice, an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander voice who's talking to visitors. It will be a real person. It won't be so much that institutional voice, and I think that will challenge how we do things quite a lot, but in the best possible way. It's an incredible pleasure to declare the exhibition open, as it wouldn't have happened without the partnership with Object. It wouldn't have happened without the amazing support of the Visions of Australia program, which enabled the exhibition to tour as widely as it did. It's coming to the end of its about 2.5 years of touring. We fondly hope that it will tour internationally. It's just an amazing exhibition in its own right, but it also will help break down that stereotype of Indigenous art. I think that it will be the start of many collaborations. It will be ongoing collaboration with Object. It will be ongoing collaboration with the National Museum of Australia. But most importantly, an ongoing expression of the depth and breadth of Indigenous creativity. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank. And we won't talk about favourites, but mine is the red mud crab around the corner. And that's not just because my cousin Brian Robinson made it. If you're around and are interested to learn more about the exhibition, on the 26th of July, we have a free public program. And it will be an interview between one of the Indigenous curators, Nicole Forshue, and Dainey Mellor, who's one of the artists represented in this show. Dainey's also a local boy, so we're very proud here in Canberra. So that's the 26th of January of July, and that public program is called Welcome to the Menagerie. You can book online through the website, so reserve your seat that way. I'd also just like to draw your attention to this wonderful catalogue. So if you're interested to learn more about the show, there are some beautiful essays in here, including the complete listing of all of the artworks which are featured in the show, and some artist biographies as well. This is for sale in our shop in the main hall. Finally, would you like to have morning tea with us then to celebrate the opening of Menagerie? If so, please join us in the hall. We'll be having a public program associated with the opening of the Shumpy Weaver's sculpture. So please come along and join us there. Thank you.
The National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs, and the National Historical Collection. Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.